Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, Lee, let's settle this.
Okay.
Either the media is right and Iran had no active nuclear program, but then did have an active nuclear program, but then Trump didn't destroy it.
But then he did.
But then he did. Right? That's the mainstream. You got to believe. Yeah. I got to hold all of those things in your head at one time, which is sort of the definition of insanity.
Yes.
Iran did not have an active nuclear program, but Trump was confused and bombed some stuff. And that stuff, it turns out, was a nuclear program, and also it's still up and running. You talk to your liberal friends this morning, they seem confused. That's why.
Yeah.
You have to believe all of those things to think CNN is real.
Yeah, well.
All right. Meantime, let's let the Iranian foreign minister settle it. Somebody actually called him up and asked him, did they destroy him or not?
Can you tell us, I'm going to insist on this a little bit more, what remains operational today as far as Iran's nuclear program?
It's a matter of technical issue. Our Atomic Energy Organization and other relevant agencies are working on that. But yes, our nuclear installations have been badly damaged. That's for sure, because it has come under repeated attacks by Israeli and American aggressors.
Okay.
Okay, Joe.
Well, usually the American media would immediately
jump all over
whatever the enemy's saying. I mean, you know, they always take, when it comes to Israel, they always take Hamas's health ministry at its word. Exactly how many casualties there are in some defensive Israeli strike. So anyway.
Yeah, 30,000. This morning in one hospital, says Hamas. And CNN's like, genocide.
Yeah. Well,
who's the government of Gaza? I don't know. Some guys. Yeah. No, that would be Hamas, the terror group that attacked Israel. But go ahead, use them as a credible source. Anyway. Okay, meantime, Lee, I wanted to play this for you and then just get you to react to this, okay? Because Ted Cruz, did you see this? Grills David R. Koosh. David R. Koosh advised the Biden White House on energy policy, okay? He believes that oil and energy executives should be charged with murder. He was called, because climate change or whatever, he was called to testify, and Ted Cruz had a few questions. Okay, so I'm going to play it and make sure we get your reaction in, because I know you're going to enjoy this. I'm going to play it and then you jump in, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go on the record as saying that is a moonbeam wacky theory that you want to prosecute people creating jobs and producing energy for murder. Let me ask you, Mr. R. Koosh, how did you get to the Capitol today?
So here's what I want to tell you.
How did you get to the Capitol today?
I took an Uber.
You took an Uber. Yep. Now, was that in an automobile?
Yes.
Did that automobile have gasoline in it?
Yes, this is very, very cute. I see where this is going.
So I'm glad you think it's cute. Under your theory, you emitted carbon emissions.
Yep.
Should you be arrested in this room right now and prosecuted for murder?
No.
Why?
That's not what the law holds.
Tell me why, because you're willing to say the guy who sold you the gasoline should be prosecuted for murder. You're the one that benefited from it. Couldn't you have ridden a bicycle or maybe some fairy dust to get here?
The guy who sold the gas and 50 years ago knew that it was going to cause globally catastrophic damage that would cause problems for humanity.
But you have exquisite knowledge of this. You are saying you are an expert. So on mens rea, you have a level of culpability because you claim that the act of getting in that car was violence, it was murder, that you should be locked up. Why do you get to violate these principles in a way that you just want to lock up the person who sold you the gas but not the beneficiary of it?
That's your claim, not mine, because to be liable, there are a bunch of reasons, but One of them is you have to substantially contribute to the harm, to the death.
Okay, and so I am how many car rides is substantially? Is it one? Is it two? Is it 10? How many?
A single individual couldn't possibly contribute enough. The point
Well, what about if, say, you're a Democrat politician?
Do you want me to answer?
What about if you're a Democrat politician who flies private jets?
It would be helpful if you're asking the questions. Doesn't he get to answer them?
He gets to answer them in my time, just like he gets to answer them in your time when you are asking them.
Seems like I don't.
I love Ted Cruz. I'm just telling you. Boy, if I ever get charged with anything and he's still practicing law, I want him as my lawyer. I want that guy.
But this guy advised the Biden White House. Yeah, this guy.
If this doesn't show the absolute idiocy of the policies, and look, I get it if you think that carbon emissions are damaging the planet, but to get to the point where you want to imprison people who are employed or are running companies that provide energy, that provide services to the American people, this just doesn't, it makes absolutely no sense. These people are not in touch with reality
at all.
They are absolutely absent from reality. And Cruz just does a magnificent job of pointing out the hypocrisy of these people, the very people who will claim, oh, because you developed this energy and you sold it to me, you're responsible, and I'm not responsible for the actions that I have taken that have contributed to this so-called catastrophic global warming or, you know, climate emergency or whatever. I am completely blameless, but all the blame lies on you because you run a big corporation that that sold me this.
This is like the time that Kamala Harris, the first time she ran for president, ran on trying and imprisoning. This is actually something Democrats want to do. Elizabeth Warren supports it. Kamala Harris ran on it. Joe Biden even said he'd do it the first time he ran. She wanted to try and imprison the heads of energy companies, right? First time she runs. But then when she's running for president and her husband is speaking at the DNC, remember this? She wasn't there. She was flying in because she'd been campaigning. She had them leave the plane up in the air in circle so she could watch her husband live give the pro-Kamala speech. Yeah. So which is it?
Well, and one other point I want to make, that these people refuse to understand or refuse to accept the fact there is no such thing as clean, green energy. It does not exist.
No.
Solar cells, wind turbines, everything that you do to generate electricity has a carbon footprint. And the thought that a windmill, a wind turbine, or a solar panel is completely green and does not contribute to anything, please, folks, look it up. I don't care which search engine you want to use. Do yourself a favor and find out exactly what the carbon footprint and the amount of pollution that is done in order to either produce or mine or build or engineer or mount these things. It is staggering. There is no such thing as clean, green energy. Everything has a cost. If we want electricity, it is going to pollute something somewhere at some point. Without question.
You know who said that? Actually, there's a guy by the name of Akio Toyoda. I know you know who he is because you love cars.
Yep.
He's the CEO, the chairman of Toyota.
Yes.
He said last month, the problem is that 9 million EVs are just as polluting as 27 million hybrids. Why is that? Because of the same thing that you are talking about, the massive carbon footprint to mine and produce this stuff.
Yeah.
And so he's saying if you want to drive an EV, but you want to be the most environmentally friendly, then you have to drive a hybrid because pure EVs pollute more.
Because of lithium and cobalt and all the other minerals, the rare earth minerals, which China has a lock on right now and is keeping them from the U.S., all those things have a carbon footprint, too. It's not just the electricity generation, as you're just pointing out. It's the battery technology. It is polluting as well. And in order to mine it and refine it, it requires an incredible amount of energy. and an incredible amount of pollution that is done to do it. It just, there's just absolutely no such thing as clean, green energy. And there's no such thing as a zero emissions vehicle. As I've said before, it is displaced emissions. If you drive an electric vehicle and think you're not putting out any emissions, you're wrong. Those emissions have already been created and have been put somewhere else in the production of that vehicle or the production of the electricity that powers it.
Toyota says, quote, a single EV, so, you know, pure electric one vehicle, a single EV is as dirty as three hybrids.
And that is the chairman of Toyota talking, who builds electric vehicles and hybrids and internal combustion engines and diesel engines.
Yes.
I think he knows a little bit about that.
And he's basically saying, okay, if you want to drive an EV, I'm not going to tell you not to, but you should drive a hybrid because the more gasoline you use, the cleaner the world will be. That is hilarious. Mm-hmm. It is also something you will not see in mainstream media reports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Democrats wake up this morning, find themselves in a nightmare, and they don't know what to do. Chuck Schumer, has leader of the Democrats in the Senate, has congratulated Orhan. How do you say his last name? Mom, tell me. Oh, my gosh. You know, the guy hasn't even been in America for 10 years. He's not American. His belief system's not American. And so far, Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, who is the head of the Democrats in the House, he's a minority leader, have withheld their endorsements. They don't know what to do. Because you endorse this guy, that means you're going full socialist. This is where the Democrat Party's going. What did the DNC do yesterday, Democrat National Committee? They congratulated him, embraced him. Yeah, the DNC's official Twitter feed wrote, congratulations at Orhan Mamdani onward to November. What is that? That is a choice. That is a choice over Eric Adams, who's running against him. So the National Democrat Party has just embraced Orhan. Zoran, sorry. It takes some getting used to. A socialist who says he will... Folks, do you realize what this guy wants to do? He says he's going to align New York City with international law. In other words, under his regime, New York City will follow international law, even though they're not required to. This guy is not an American. He's not. And he says, as part of following international law, if Benjamin Netanyahu enters New York, which he must do to attend the UN assembly meetings there, because that's where they're held, those big UN assembly meetings. If Benjamin Netanyahu, who's the head of Israel, enters New York City, he will have him arrested and tried by the International Criminal Court. The International Criminal Court has a warrant out for him. Cannot come here, cannot come to America. He'll have him arrested. Why? It's international law. He's got to uphold it. Now, how he's going to have him arrested, seeing as he wants to completely defund the NYPD, not clear. Maybe he'll make a citizen's arrest. I'm not sure. But here's who this guy is. He wants $30 an hour minimum wage, abolish the NYPD, not an officer left, abolish prisons, which I guess you're just not going to need if you're not going to have police, abolish medical bills, abolish private health insurance, ban all guns, no exceptions. Folks, that's the Second Amendment. So think about what this guy's telling you. He does not recognize the Bill of Rights clearly, but he does recognize international law. Watch this closely. You know why? This is who the Democrats really are. It's who they really are. Ban all guns, legalize sex work. And folks, they'll start with adults, they'll go straight for kids. And then it'll go down to teens. Which, by the way, remember the UN, that was their recommendation. So that's why he's following this. All sex work should be legal and children can consent. UN last year saying, look, you should be able to consent to sex with an adult from age 12 on up. They'll lower that as they get going. But this is that's their starting bid. Legalized sex work. Where does that come from? UN. It's going to follow UN. It's going to follow international law. He wants safe injection sites. No bail. We're learning how that works into post-American territory of California. If there's no bail when you carry out the flat screen TV that you were stealing, say from, I don't know, Walmart there or something like that, and they arrest you on the spot, they don't take you in. They just give you a little ticket, tell you when to show up for course. That way you can go back and get yourself another flat screen. That's how that works. Decriminalize drug possession and sentencing enhancements and end all cooperation with ICE. Now you're thinking, well, don't they already do that? No, no, they don't. When he says end all cooperation with ICE, what that means is ICE will go and pick up illegal immigrants who have federal charges against them that are not immigration. Might be for, you know, murder. It might be for sex trafficking. It might be, you know, any number of things that they are doing. ICE does it all the time. And sanctuary cities cooperate with ICE when ICE is picking them up on a federal warrant, criminal warrant. Not anymore. No cooperation with ICE. So, you know, you commit a murder, you got a federal warrant on you, you're running a major human trafficking operation, you're running little girls in New York to sell them for sex, which they are sold in the cartel-controlled district there. We've documented that exhaustively here on the show. New York Post done a whole series on it. We don't cooperate. We don't honor warrants. Folks, what is that? What is he describing there? What is that? That is a runaway, breakaway, lawless post-American territory. What does post-American mean? Post-American is, yeah, geographically it's in America, but for all practical purposes, it's gone. It's not American anymore. Doesn't recognize American law, doesn't recognize federal law, doesn't recognize the federal government, doesn't recognize any of it. And this is where they want to go in New York, these primary voters. Okay. Folks, it's not just New York. It's L.A. too. L.A. has fallen. If Democrats can't win national elections because of their socialist and Marxist tendencies, well, they'll just conquer territory. Some of it highly valuable territory. You heard what's going on in L.A. Since illegal immigrants can't go to work because they fear the Trump ICE raids, well, they shouldn't have to pay rent. Several unions are calling on the Los Angeles City Council to vote for a rent moratorium on the basis that deportation operations have severely shut down business activity. It's not fair. Coalition of labor union employees and the SEIU are demanding a rent moratorium. We know that many tenants will not be able to pay their rent come July 1st, said Kenya Alokoser of LATU, who volunteered. She's also an illegal immigrant. Holy smoking checkbook. Folks, it's just endless lawlessness with these people. Never ends. Okay, meanwhile, I want to take a moment as we debate the level of damage that Donald Trump did to Iran's nuclear program? Is it set them back months, set them back years? By the way, the Iranian foreign minister says their program is, quote, badly damaged, unquote, which is why CNN is currently blacking him and that interview out. But I want to play this for you, a trip down memory lane. This is past presidents talking smack, big smack about Iran. Take a listen. And then I'm going to contrast it.
We work to counter Iran's efforts to develop nuclear weapons and missile technology.
Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. Period.
I have stated that Iran will never be allowed to obtain a nuclear weapon.
We will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
See the difference there? 40 years of capitulation to Iran versus Trump. I loved this yesterday. He's asked, well, are you going to get a deal with Iran? And he is going to sit down. He's demanding to talk to the actual leadership, not intermediaries. But next week, and it's supposed to happen, he says. But well, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. But they're asking him, are you going to get a deal? Are you going to get a deal? They're going to capitulate? He says, well, I'll let him tell you. He just doesn't care.
We're going to talk to them next week with Iran. We may sign an agreement. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's that necessary. I mean, they had a war. They fought. Now they're going back to their world. I don't care if I have an agreement or not. The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear, but we destroyed the nuclear.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a deal. I don't know. I don't care. We just destroyed it. So what's the point? Meanwhile, Iran is not giving up. Their parliament, you got to understand something about Iranian elections. Yes, they do have elections, but the candidates are selected. So you can choose between this Islamic jihadist dictator or this Islamic jihadist dictator theocrat. Those are your choices. So it's not a free country, but they do have a parliament so they can look like a free country. The parliament just voted to accelerate the nuclear program. So we're not done here. We're not finished. Either way, they've still got to know how. They've still got all of the Chinese scientists to help them. You understand something. This program, if you look at Isfahan, it's one of the three facilities we destroyed. You know what's inside that? Three nuclear reactors that are part of the Iranian nuke program, obviously. Who built them? China. Who runs them? China. 3,000 scientists worked there. And I use that past tense, worked. Since it's decimated now. 3,000 scientists worked there. They were Chinese and Iranian. This is a China-Iran nuke program. Why does China care so much if Iran has nukes? Anybody know? Kind of obvious if you're watching China do the targeting of our naval vessels for the Houthis. Houthis answered to Iran and they hit them with Iranian missiles and drones. Missiles delivered by drones. With China doing the targeting. Why would China want Iran to have nukes or even nuclear fissile material they could tip those missiles with? So they can tip those missiles with it when the Houthis hit our ships. That's why. This is an Iranian-Chinese nuclear program. That's why. Yes, the Houthis are a proxy of Iran, but who is Iran a proxy of? It's China. Headline, retired colonel. Iran is China's proxy. As retired U.S. Army Colonel John Mills, in an interview with NTD, he's very clear. We're not talking about this right. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy. He says, quote, China's deep ties to Iran are fueling the conflict. Now, can you see where Trump is on all this? Why he is so interested in this? I mean, just even weeks after giving the speech in Saudi Arabia, where he mocked prior leaders of the United States of America, from George Bush to Barack Obama to Joe Biden, for trying to impose democracy through regime change on other countries. This is different. It's hugely different. I mean, when they were telling the lie that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, the great irony was Iran was actually developing a weapon of mass destruction, and we shrugged our shoulders and ignored them. If you wanted to go to war with somebody, that should have been Iran by those criteria that they laid out. Well, Iraq's got weapons of mass destruction, and we need to go to war. This is a real war against Iran's nuclear program. And you want to know what the real difference is here? Why do we really go to war with Iraq? One of the most fascinating interviews I saw George W. Bush do was after he was elected. It was that fall, but before he was sworn in the following January. So he was elected president, but he wasn't president yet. He was talking to the BBC. And he volunteered that we were going to Iraq. What's so interesting about that is that 9/11 hadn't happened yet. How did he know we were going to Iraq? And if Iran had, you know, a nuclear program, they had an actual weapon of mass destruction they were developing, why not just hit them? Why hit Iraq? Just didn't have a nuke program. Answer that question and you will understand everything you need to know about U.S. foreign policy. And why Trump, in his motivations, completely different from Bush and everybody else. Anybody know why we hit Iraq? Why we're obsessed with Iraq? Why we went after Iraq and not Iran, where the actual weapon of mass destruction was being developed? Why we spent $4 trillion in Iraq, making sure there was regime change? Because Saddam Hussein made one fatal error. He said he didn't want to sell his oil for dollars anymore. He wanted to sell it in Iraq's currency so they would have a printing press. Just once you have a petrodollar, you could print money. Well, that would have taken a chunk out of our printing press. And we were very afraid that every other Muslim nation that sells their oil for dollars, you got to pay them in dollars, not their own currency, would want to do the same. So we killed him. Ignoring the actual threat, which was nukes in Iran. Remember when we overthrew Gaddafi? He'd been a great ally of ours, helped root out the Muslim Brotherhood. Why we kill him? Oh, he got this crazy idea in his head that he'd go to the gold standard, stop using dollars, including stop selling their oil for dollar. He's dead. In fact, when you say we're not going to sell our oil for U.S. currency anymore, your life expectancy is around 3 years. What has Vladimir Putin said? They don't want to sell their oil and natural gas in our currency anymore. Makes sense. Has Iran said that? No, it's why we've always left them alone up till now. That is the difference. That was the real reason we went to war. That's why they'd lie to you about the other stuff. By the way, remember when the Nord Stream blew up? They said Russia did it, but now they say, no, it was Ukraine. What was the difference? What had happened that we had to blow up the Nord Stream? Russia offered Europe, hey, do you want to buy our natural gas in your own currency? Then you can have a printing press like the United States of America. Yeah, it'd be great. Boom. Goes the Nord. Why? Because some European capitals, particularly in Germany, they're like, oh, that's really cool. Yeah, we don't want to have to change our currency into dollars anymore. We lose money that way. Boom, goes the Nord. And that's why all these other wars were fake. This one is the first war you've seen in your life, an actual war against Iran's nuke program, an actual threat against America. That is why it is different. And that is why they had to lie to you about all the others. One of the coolest things I've seen in the last year was one of our salespeople. We were at a meeting and we were talking to a prospective customer and he said, yeah, no, we're doing great. We're doing really good. And he just very gently like pulled out some data and said, you know, well, yeah, but we can actually see the foot traffic through your front doors down 20%. And here's your competitor. And they're up, you know, I forget how many percent they were up. And was saying, you know, so it looks like, you know, you kind of lost some customers in the last year, but we can help with that. The look on his face. Because he had just said, no, we're doing great. We're doing better than last year. And our salesperson very gently, you know, told him, well, no, you're not. Why? Well, because one of the things we can tell you here is all of the cell phone data. We can tell who's coming in your place, who's leaving. We can tell who is going to your customer's place and who's leaving, where they live, where they come from, all of it. How is that? You can buy this stuff, you know, and we do, and we zone it. We sell it. It's actually a great deal of your business. We can help you truly target actual prospective customers right here at Odyssey. It's one of the things that we do. We combine that with our powerful advertising brand. Why am I telling you this morning? Anybody else can buy this information too. Indexed, the digital ID of every mobile device and computer in the U.S. Tony Saruga is one of those people. He and his business partners sell that to the private sector like we do, but they also sell it to the CIA, NSA, DOD, DIA, FBI, getting the idea. They have all of it. So if they want to know what somebody's doing at any particular time, they can just go look. And where was Zoran Mamdani over the last 6 weeks? Twice he visited Barack Obama's war room. It's located at 2446 Belmont Road Northwest in Washington, D.C. So twice he's gone there to meet with Barack Obama. Also present, oddly, were leaders from the Muslim Brotherhood and what appear to be, he says on his X feed, two Iranian MOIS operatives. They're legally here in the country. It's not that. We know who they are. Officially, it's Michelle's war room. Just so you know who just took over potentially New York. So never thought I'd find myself saying this. We all need to pull for Eric Adams so we don't lose New York City.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.